It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's now been 6 weeks since the shooting that killed State Police Corporal Byron Dixon and wounded Trooper Alex Douglas. The man charged in that shooting, Eric Freen, has eluded police ever since, causing concern and frayed nerves for those living in the heavily wooded areas of eastern Pennsylvania. Over the weekend, there may have been a development in the case. A woman says she spotted Freen near her home, not far from Pocono Mountain East High School. I'm joined now by reporter Michael Rubenkam, who's been following this story for the Associated Press. He joins us by phone from the Philadelphia area. Michael, good day to you.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
What are the state police saying about this sighting?
They believe it was a highly credible sighting. This woman was out for a walk, spotted this rifle-toting man walking near the wood line outside Pocono Mountain East High School. He, again, was carrying a rifle. He had mud all over his face. And she saw him from a distance of only 15 to 20 feet. Police are calling it a surprise encounter. The man did not say anything. The woman was unharmed. But based on the details she was able to provide, police are confident that she saw Eric Freen.
There have been some updated sketches of enhancements to the photos that are available of Freen. Has Freen changed his appearance, or do police think he has?
Well, police, very early in the search, when they announced Eric Freen as a suspect, announced that he very likely had shaved the sides of his head and was wearing a sort of mohawk. Before he changed his hairstyle so that it was in a mohawk style just before the ambush. But now that he's been in the woods for several weeks, obviously hair grows. So the FBI put out a couple sketches of the way he might look now with a beard, with some of his hair grown back, and also with that mohawk style haircut.
Are there ways that people can, someone who has never met him before, are there ways that they can be sure they're seeing him, or is it going to be almost impossible just based on the time he's been out in the wilderness, going from hiding place to hiding place, and the number of ways that you just described that he could possibly change his appearance?
Well, I will say that Eric Freen's picture is plastered all over the place in the Poconos, from lottery kiosks to doorways. You can hardly go to any public place without seeing a wanted poster on the door. And so people know what this guy looks like, even with a beard or a mohawk. I think people have a picture in their mind of what this guy looks like, and so if they think they see him, police are confident that, it could be him, depending on the details they're able to provide.
Any idea why Mr. Freen has been able to elude the police for 6 weeks now?
The area, this is in the Pocono Mountains. It's a very rugged area, rough terrain, dense tree cover. And so a person can hide very, very easily in these woods. And that's basically the reason why. He does have some survival skills. Police believe that he's a self-taught survivalist, so he's been able to survive out there in the woods for 6 weeks. However, it is now deeper into the fall. The leaves are coming off the trees, and police believe that is going to give them the advantage. Because to this point, they have these thermal imaging cameras attached to their helicopters, but those cameras have not been able to penetrate the forest canopy. Once the leaves are off the trees, they'll be able to make use of those thermal imaging cameras, and they hope pick up Freen's heat signature.
You, I'm sure, talk a great deal with officials who are associated with the police, members of the state police, law enforcement authorities, et cetera. What sense of the level of frustration have you felt, Michael, in talking with these individuals, you know, particularly relating to such a sensitive case in which a state trooper was killed and another injured?
Well, I was talking to one official who says that, you know, they thought he would be captured by now. However, they're confident that they're going to get him eventually. They do believe that they have him contained in this area of the Pocono Mountains, that he has not left the area, and they say that it's just a matter of time before they get him. I think they believe that will be the case.
Has there ever been a case like this where someone who has done something as brazen as this has been able to elude the police for such a long period of time? It's 6 weeks and counting now.
This is the longest, most extensive manhunt in modern Pennsylvania history. So the answer is no. There's never been anything like this in a very, very long time, if ever, and certainly not in the history of the Pennsylvania State Police, which extends back over a century.
We're talking with reporter Michael Rubenkam, who is following the story of the manhunt for accused police killer Eric Freen, and this case has been extending now, going on 6 weeks and counting since the killing September 12th of State Police Corporal Byron Dixon and Wounded Trooper Alex Douglas. And Michael Rubenkam joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh to update us on the latest on this story, including a sighting by a woman who spotted Freen near her home not far from Pocono Mountain East High School last Friday. Hunting season is upon us, Michael. How does this impact hunters and the whole season where you are now going to have people with rifles moving about the woods?
Well, the Pennsylvania Game Commission has addressed this. They did close down a portion of state game lands to hunting. They just thought it was prudent to do so, given the fact that there's this armed this suspect in the woods who is believed to be armed and dangerous. So there are certain areas that are off limits to hunters.
And are police concerned about vigilante types who may be hunting for Eric Freen?
Police have never addressed that publicly. So I don't know if they're concerned or not about vigilantes. They've never talked about vigilantes. They're just concentrated on the search, and I don't know that there's been a whole lot of interference from the public. Certainly nothing that I've heard about and nothing that police have addressed.
And what are the instructions for someone, anyone, a hunter, non-hunter, armed or unarmed, for someone who thinks that they are encountering Eric Freen somewhere in the woods?
Well, the instructions are confront this individual, contact authorities immediately, call 911 or the tip line, whose number they give out consistently and constantly.
Have the police talked about the possible mindset of Eric Freen? What are they speculating that his purpose might be? What is the goal for him at this point?
Well, police are very hesitant to speculate on what they consider to be his mindset or what he might be thinking or doing, because they just don't know. They do say that they believe he has this grudge against law enforcement, this hatred of law enforcement, and that he was specifically targeting police. They don't believe that he is targeting the general public. They say he has a long history of expressing animus toward law enforcement, both talking to his friends and expressing it online. But they've not elaborated as to what specifically his hatred is or what motivated it.
You know, as far as any kind of strategy he may be employing at this point, is there any kind of speculation about what he seems to be doing in terms of luring trying to lure law enforcement officials into one last big battle of some kind.
No. I mean, they think the police think that they are exerting a lot of pressure on him. They do say that he remains, that they consider him to be a danger to law enforcement still, and that, you know, if he maybe gets a shot, he'll take it. But at this point, they believe they have him on the run. They believe he does not want to be caught. And so, you know, they found a campsite that he used and apparently abandoned in haste because they found a lot of his supplies there. You know, they have shifted their search area after this latest sighting outside the high school. They shifted their search area several miles to the south and west, and they believe that were exerting a tremendous amount of pressure on him in the primary search area and forced him to move.
One last question for you, Michael, and that would be about if this search continues for another week or so, what happens during Halloween and when people are out trick-or-treating and that kind of thing? Do law enforcement officials, have they talked about any kind of contingency plans to maybe limit or postpone trick-or-treating or activities that would put people outside and possibly in danger?
Well, state police do urge people to you know, not interfere with the search, but they don't make it a practice to either, you know, order schools to close or force cancellations of various events. However, in Barrett Township, which is a township that has been in the primary search zone, township officials decided to cancel the Halloween parade, cancel trick-or-treating, simply out of concern for people's safety.
Michael Rubenkam is following the story of the search for accused police killer Eric Frein for the Associated Press. And, Michael, I'll ask one last question about what has this been like from a reporter's standpoint as you followed this. How has it impacted you and your job?
Well, it's just, you know, it's certainly a story that is ongoing and has, you know, we're 6 weeks into it, and I've written stories almost on a daily basis. There seem to be new developments. And, you know, we're just going to continue doing our jobs and continue covering the story until there's a resolution one way or the other.
AP reporter Michael Rubenkam joining us by phone from the Philadelphia area. Michael, great thanks.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll look at the panic created by the possible spread of Ebola with pop culture contributor Joe Woese, who joins us for a look at the history of public hysteria. That's coming up on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.